the rest of the story. Once upon a time, on the outskirts of Hackensack, New Jersey, there was a tavern. It was neither a large nor a heavily populated establishment, but rather one of those cozy, dependable neighborhood havens frequented by men who had known one another all their lives. The proprietor would have liked to enlarge upon his regular clientele, but he didn't know how. Until one day, a new 1940 Ford pulled up in front of his bar. A man got out from behind the wheel of that car and stood there looking through the tavern window for a moment and then spotted the owner and waved. The proprietor smiled and beckoned the man inside. The visitor was an acquaintance named Bruce Thomas. The barkeep, who had not seen him for quite a while, asked how things were going, and Bruce grinned and said he was about to make his tavern owner friend the offer of a lifetime. And then Bruce asked, "What kind of beer do you serve here?" The proprietor recited the brands. "And do you know what kind of beer they're serving across the street?" Bruce responded. "They're serving the same beer." "Well," Bruce said, "what you need is something different, something nobody else offers that'll draw customers from miles around." "What was Bruce suggesting?" the barkeep asked. And Bruce, grinning again, much wider than before, said, "Wrestling." The tavern owner flashed a quizzical expression and then shook his head. "Wrestling matches here in the bar?" But Bruce nodded. 2 hours worth every week. Customers would flock to the place, and Bruce could make the arrangements. "For tonight, if you want," Bruce assured him. The men shook hands, and that evening, Bruce's promise came true. While the wrestling matches were still going on, word was spread, and by the second hour, that tavern was packed. But this is the rest of the story. The next day, Bruce visited the bar across the street. And he warned the proprietor of that tavern that his competition in the neighborhood was getting stiff. "They've got wrestling matches going on over there," he declared, pointing out the window toward his friend's now busy establishment. "Well, you're getting way ahead of me now." Sure enough, within a month, there was scarcely a bar in Hackensack that did not offer its customers weekly wrestling matches. More than 150 taverns in all. And the promoter of those events, the mastermind behind one of the cleverest marketing campaigns in media history, was 36-year-old Bruce Thomas Dumont. Bruce Dumont, a salesman for his brother's manufacturing company. You see, in 1940, Bruce had a product to sell which almost nobody would buy. Until he got his product displayed in the town's taverns. For it was not live wrestling the bar patrons were watching. The wrestling was behind the bar on a screen. And thus, for 2 hours every week, wrestling was visible all over Hackensack, New Jersey. And from that beginning, the public appetite was whetted for a costly, clumsy, cumbersome invention called television. And now you know the rest of the story.